Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
My dad was a detective in the Los Angeles area for over 40 years. He worked right up until the day he died, which was last month. He specialized in interrogating perpetrators, especially the psycho or difficult ones. I was going through his things and found the box of tapes. They were all labeled with case numbers and dates. I think they must be the official recordings of the interviews he conducted. I have been listening to some of them, and they are more disturbing than you can even imagine. I'm going to share one of the transcripts with you. Please only listen if you can handle some really fucking creepy shit. I'm going to call my dad Danny, since that's what he went by.
Good morning, Miss Davis. Is it morning?
Yes, ma'am. It's exactly 7:45 a.m.
Oh, yes, of course.
Would you like to tell me about what happened?
I could try. Are you recording?
Yes, ma'am. We have to record these interviews.
Oh my. Well, I don't mind being recorded. I'm used to it, you know? My sister and I, we were child stars, like real ones. We got recognized on the street all the time. We had tons of fans and got letters and presents. I still have a big white bear one of my fans sent me.
I started acting in films when I was 6. My sister was only 4.
I guess you could say our parents were show parents.
Looking back, I think they were trying to live through us. They never got to be stars, so we were like their little substitutes. I don't have too many memories of that time in my life. I was very young after all, but I do remember spending hours in hair and makeup. I was pretty well behaved as a child, I think. I tolerated the fake eyelashes and outfits. My little sister Missy was less well behaved. She was always crying and screaming around. But once that camera turned on, we were both perfect. I don't act anymore. As you probably know, most child stars don't have film careers as adults. Once we stopped being cute, the industry didn't want us anymore. For me, it was about the age of 18. No one was interested in my talent after that. I can't lie, I was pretty sad. I loved being pampered and treated like a supermodel. Missy, on the other hand, hated the limelight. She was so happy when we stopped acting. Anyway, I lived with Missy in our childhood home. Our parents died when we were 22. They left us quite a bit of money, so I don't work. Missy is in school for social work. She always been such a sweet soul. She's going to help so many people with her degree. I'm getting off topic, but I now have a little girl of my own. She's 4 and a half. Her name is Lissy. She is so stunningly beautiful. I really want her to get involved in acting, but Missy doesn't think it's a good idea. She reminds me of how difficult our childhoods were, but I think it was good for us. It taught us how to be outgoing and patient. Lissy's a bit of a handful. She cries a lot and whines. Missy says it's normal, but I think she needs a little structure in her life. And the life of a child star is definitely structured. You wake up, get ready for the shoot, spend all day on camera, and then finally go back to sleep. Missy and I barely had time for ourselves and hardly ever went to school. Missy wanted to go, but our parents were very strict about our filming schedules. Wow, I'm such a space case. I totally forgot about your question. Don't worry, ma'am. I asked what happened last night.
Oh, sorry.
I've always been so forgetful. Anyway, last night Lissy and I were watching some of Missy and I's old movies. I told Lissy all about her aunt and our child stars, and she seemed really interested in seeing the videos. I mean, what little girl doesn't want to be famous? I decided to show her our most popular film, which was the first one we ever made. I think it was so popular because we were brand new on the scene and people were amazed by our talents.
Are you saying you showed your daughter your movies?
Of course. Doesn't every star show their children their movies? Anyway, Lissy and I were watching and she giggled the whole time. The film was pretty simple, so she could understand what was happening. It was an easy shoot. It was just us girls in our bathtub. We played with the bubbles and laughed a lot. Then we got out of the tub and our dad dried us off. It's called Sissy and Missy Half Bath Time. Once the video ended, Lissy wanted more, so I played her a few more. She liked the ones with us alone the best, although I showed her some of the films we made with co-stars. She didn't like those as much. It was probably because Missy had a few crying scenes in those. We watched Sissy and Missy get in trouble, and Sissy and Missy play dress-up and a few others. So then Missy walks in on us watching the movie with Mr. Friendly.
Mr. Friendly?
Oh yeah. Mr. Friendly was one of our dad's friends. He was also very nice to us. After the shoot, we got lots of candy and stayed up all night. I guess Missy didn't like him very much because she ran into the room while we were watching and started screaming. She said, "What the fuck are you doing?" I told her the truth. I swear I did. I said, "Lissy wanted to see our movies." Missy looked furious. She kept yelling, "I thought you said you destroyed these tapes."
We thought those films were destroyed as well after the trial.
They got rid of the tapes they found, but Mom and Dad had a whole stack of duplicates under the floorboards. I kept them because I hated to think of my childhood acting career being destroyed.
Okay, ma'am, so what happened next?
Well, Missy kept screaming at me. She yelled and threw things. She threatened to take away Lissy. She said I wasn't a good mom. She said I was just like our mother, which was ridiculous. I couldn't believe she said those things. I'm a great mom. I just want my daughter to feel like a star too. So I turned her upside down.
What does it mean to turn someone upside down?
Oh, silly me. I forget that not everyone knows that term. It's an acting term. When an actress isn't performing right, our parents would turn her upside down. She had lots of sisters who became upside down. They still live with us. It's just now they live in a garden.
How do you turn someone upside down?
You stabbed them.
Are you saying you killed your sister?
She was going to take away my baby girl. I made her upside down. She could sleep in the garden with the rest of them. She never understood how important it was to be a star. She deserved it. I'm a good mom.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me?
You know, you look a lot like Mr. Friendly. You're handsome. I bet you'd make a good actor. Have you thought about acting?
No, ma'am.
Well, you should think about it. My daughter is getting into acting, you know. You two can make a great movie.
That's where it ends. You see what I'm saying about it being disturbing? Thank God my dad was a good man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.